From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
At some point, he uttered threatening words that included a sentence to the effect that he had a bomb. There were federal air marshals on board the aircraft. They came out of their cover, confronted him, and he remained non-compliant with their instructions. As he was attempting to evade them, his actions caused the fans to fire shots, and in fact, he is deceased.
The commission really should be proud of the extent to which the administration embraced their recommendations from July of last year. But I question their ability in their new incarnation to gauge objectively how the federal government is doing.
Disasters, whether natural or man-made, happen in localities. They happen in states. Their officials need the best information the federal government can provide, and right now they're not getting it.
We've had the Patriot Act for 4 years. People have seen how the Department of Justice has been very responsible in exercising the authorities under the Patriot Act, and for that reason, we've suggested that a sunset would not be appropriate.
You can issue these letters and then go after anybody's records. You can go into there, investigate them. You can bring a business to a complete halt by doing it. And if you have the wrong person, they have no way of even being able to question this in court.
The United States does not permit, tolerate, or condone torture under any circumstances. Moreover, in accordance with the policy of this administration, the United States has respected and will continue to respect the sovereignty of other countries.
In the past, Al-Qaeda has said that American pullouts from Lebanon and Somalia showed them that America was weak and could be made to run. And now the terrorists think they can make America run in Iraq, and that is not going to happen so long as I'm the commander-in-chief.